To Detta, maybe, but not to her, or Eddie, or Jake. There had been times when he hadn't told them all he knew, but outright lie? No. They'd been quartet, and Roland had played them straight. Give the devil his due. Patrick suddenly took up his pad and wrote quickly on the clean sheet, then he showed it to them. I will stay. Scared to go someplace new. As if to emphasize exactly what he meant, he opened his lips and pointed into his tongueless mouth. And did she see relief on Roland's face? If so, she hated him for it. All right, Patrick, she said, trying to show none of her feelings in her voice. She even reached over and patted his hand. I understand how you feel. And while it's true that people can be cruel, cruel and mean, there's plenty who are kind. Listen, I am not going until dawn. If you change your mind, the offer is open. He nodded quickly. Grateful I ain't gonna try no harder to change his mind, Detta thought angrily. Old white man probably grateful too. Shut up, Susanna told her. And for a wonder, Detta did. 18. But as the day brightened, revealing a medium-sized herd of grazing bannock not 2 miles away, she let Detta back into her mind. More, she let Detta take over. It was easier that way, less painful. It was Detta who took one more stroll around the campsite, briskly breathing the last of this world for both of them, and storing away the memory. It was Detta who went around the door, rocking first one way and then the other on the toughened pads of her palms, and saw the nothing at all on the other side. Patrick walked on one side of her, Roland on the other. Patrick hooted with surprise when he saw the door was gone.